The toll the coronavirus pandemic is taking on Massachusetts is widespread. More than 3,500 people have now died statewide since the pandemic began. One in four people has now filed for unemployment, with nearly a quarter million people filing for benefits last week alone. For the latest update on COVID-19 in the state, we're joined this morning by WBUR's Kerry Goldberg. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start with the numbers. Tell us the latest.
So let's look at the most recent numbers, but let's also zoom out to the last couple, 3 weeks, because there's an increasingly clear pattern emerging. So the latest numbers reported an additional 157 people who've died. It's still well over half of those who die are residents of long-term care facilities. The average age of those who die is 82.
What about testing?
So testing has now turned up a total of more than 62,000 confirmed cases in the state. That's out of a grand total of more than 275,000 tests. And for about a week now, the state has been doing roughly 10,000 tests a day, which is certainly much more than before, but it's still not nearly as much as public health experts say that we need to be able to feel confident that we can stay on top of the virus.
Okay, zoom out now, Kerry. What's the larger pattern here?
Well, Bob, I don't know about you, but I keep waiting for the numbers to start really dropping, and they stubbornly don't. Now, some models had projected a classic sort of bell-shaped curve, like the numbers of cases go up, they plateau, and then they fairly symmetrically go back down again. But instead, the Massachusetts numbers reached this high level, and they've pretty much stayed there over the last couple of weeks, so no real drop.
And it seems like every morning, I'm reporting about 150 more people have died from COVID-19, sometimes more than that, with a couple of thousand new cases detected every day, though the new case numbers are down a little bit, right?
Right. But so you're seeing that plateau. We're also seeing a plateau in hospitalizations. For more than 2 weeks now, there have been roughly 4,000 COVID-19 patients in Massachusetts hospitals and about 1,000 in intensive care. Now, the good news is that our hospital capacity has not been overwhelmed, which, you know, was a big point of social distancing. The bad news is that the number of patients doesn't seem to be going down much at this point. Here's Governor Charlie Baker on this.
April obviously was a very long and very hard month, preceded by the month of March, which many people felt the same way about. I think what I would say to everybody is, while these are challenging and difficult times, we have in fact bent the curve. We did in fact reduce the spread. We are now living with a plateau that I'm sure all of us would like to see dip a little bit.
So we'd like to see it dip, but, you know, Baker's basically presenting the plateau as a glass half full, because at least the rate of infection isn't rising.
You know, I think the plateau, Kerry, is baffling to a lot of people, because widespread social distancing has been underway now for well over a month. And to a lot of us, it seems that new infections should be dropping. But of course, there is a lag, because it takes a few days for patients to get sick enough to go to the hospital. Even so, it's all still so, for many of us, surprising.
It is. And it's surprising even to experts like Harvard Chan School of Public Health Epidemiology Professor Mark Lipsitch. He says it's like we're stuck.
I agree that it's puzzling to see this plateau. Long plateaus are sort of hard to explain in models.
Except Lipsitch says it must be that on average, every person who's infected is still infecting at least one other person. We haven't managed to bring that rate lower, although some other places have done that.
How we're going to do that is an ongoing puzzle. We're not the only ones that are sort of stuck here or stuck at some unacceptably high level in terms of a level that we would be comfortable reducing our level of social distancing.
And Lipsitch says many European countries seem to be stuck on a plateau as well.
And yet, in a lot of places, including here in the U.S., people are talking about reducing the level of social distancing. And the big topic these days is how and when to reopen our economy. Several states are doing phased reopening starting today, as we know. What about Massachusetts?
Well, here in Massachusetts, Governor Baker has said repeatedly that reopening depends on seeing that the coronavirus numbers are going consistently down. And as you know, there's a state task force now tackling the issue of when and how to reopen. And Baker is also suggesting that it'll be phased. It's not going to happen all at once.
And I can't emphasize this enough. I mean, almost everybody who's talked about reopening is talking about doing it on a phased basis. And the way people choose to phase it varies a bit, but most people are looking to do things where they believe the most likelihood of people's ability to actually succeed in not creating additional spread with a reopening is sort of first in line. And that typically means parts of your economy that don't have to deal with a lot of customers.
So to be clear, the governor's talking about other states there because the Massachusetts plan is still in the works. But he sure seems to be signaling that here, businesses that don't have a lot of face-to-face contact could be the first in line to reopen.
All right. We'll see what the task force comes up with. You know, to wrap up, Carrie, we like to end our Friday chats on an uplifting note. And considering it's May Day, the 1st of May, and I always think of May as the month of renewal, tell us that you have something for us this morning, please.
I do. So I have an uplift. You know, it begins, you know, the old Mr. Rogers advice to look for the helpers when things are scary. Well, I was struck by something that Mark Lipsitz, the Harvard epidemiologist, said. He and some colleagues are proposing that people be allowed to volunteer to get an experimental coronavirus vaccine and then to be deliberately exposed to the virus to test it. Now, there's ethical debate around that. But meanwhile, he says there's an independent group that set up a website called onedaysooner.org for volunteers to sign up.
At the moment, there have been 8,219 volunteers who have gone to that website and said, I would like to be in one of these trials. They're from all over the world. They're from 52 countries. They are often highly educated people who have a very strong altruistic motivation and wish to do this.
So, Bob, all I can say is my hat is off to anyone who volunteers to get intentionally infected with the coronavirus to help find a cure.
Oh, my gosh. And over 8,000 people have signed up for this. That's almost unbelievable.
It's impressive.
WBUR Health and Science reporter Carrie Goldberg, thank you very much for that Friday lift. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.